Show. Jeff Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're all ready with the voice line, folks. Coming up in the big 5 o'clock hour, we'll also talk to another movie props expert, particularly when it comes to gun props, because of that big story out of New Mexico, where apparently actor Alec Baldwin actually fired what appears to be a real bullet, we don't know yet for sure, that struck two people, including a cinematographer on set, a woman that was killed. We'll bring you all the latest on that. Also coming up this hour, pretty good back and forth about San Francisco and its shoplifting problems. This concerns a story in the California Globe that a big Target store in San Francisco is going to close because of retail theft. And the time that story was put out yesterday afternoon and today, Target response was, no, that's not accurate. We're not closing that store. But there's a lot of good stuff in the story anyway, most of it based on talking to police officers in San Francisco who did not want their names used in the story, but provided a lot of good stuff about how out of control the problem is with stealing from the shelves in that city.
There's so much chaos going on in the country right now. And part of the chaos is trucks that can't deliver goods, cargo ships that can't dock and unload their cargo. And we have stacks and stacks, thousands and thousands and thousands of empty cargo containers littered all over the San Pedro area. It's just crazy. We're going to
talk about yesterday, 80,000 truck drivers are needed.
Yeah,
in the country.
And there's 100 ships out in the ocean here. Scott Zagel is the owner of Cargo America. He moves trucks across the United States. He can talk about what's going on with this supply chain. Something that nobody ever paid attention to, period.
Until we realized all those ships are sitting out there and there are some problems with stuff on the shelves.
The New York Times had a thing on their front page saying, we never had a supply beat, a supply chain beat. We never had a writer assigned to keep track of the supply chain. And now it's turned out it's seized up all over the nation and around the world to some extent. Scott, how are you?
All right. Thank you.
Well, can you explain to us what's going on?
Well, I kind of look at it like having a clogged toilet at your home. You see the toilet overflow. Well, there's something down the line that's messing things up, and we knew about it probably back even as far as 2012. There we were about 20,000 drivers short, and then today it's anywhere between 60 to 100,000 short. Depending upon who you're talking to. What I saw that happened in March, rates went down. The feds came in and was helping everybody with unemployment and the unemployment program. And so drivers were able to stay home and make more money and not drive. And if you take into account that 90% of the trucking companies out there are five trucks or less, a lot of those companies went out of business, and now we're really paying for it today. It's a vicious cycle because now it's backed up into the port and backed up out into our harbors, but now we have problems that we have our trucks on the road. To get a truck, it is about 1 year waiting list. To get a trailer, it's about a two-year waiting list, and then on the older trucks, to get them fixed, to get parts for those trucks when a truck breaks down, it could be anywhere from 1 to 2 months that the truck will be out of service waiting for parts.
Were any of these problems in existence before the lockdown in March of 2020?
The problem was growing, but it really blew up once the drivers started staying home.
So you think that's one of the root causes was all the free money being handed out by the governments and created?
I personally think so. Not only the free money, but also the rates in March, for instance, for a dry van load going across the United States was at about 70 cents a mile, where before the same time last year in March, it was $2 a mile. Then the freight prices dropped drastically because there's no freight to move, and the drivers just sat home. They did nothing, collect unemployment. Now today, we're seeing rates of anywhere for even $4 to $5 a mile to move the freight.
How could you possibly get people to drive again? I mean, how do you? Because I hear that they're being offered much bigger salaries and benefits, and still there doesn't seem to be a long line of applicants.
No, there isn't, and it's considered to be unskilled labor, and I don't know why that is. They're paid per mile. Nobody really wants to work. I mean, even you see that all over. And even if they could, we can't even get them in a truck because there's no trucks available. There's no trailers available. There's a shortage of trucks and trailers, not only drivers. The only thing that I can see that happened that a lot of people don't know about is an emergency declaration that took place for the hours of service on regulation on trucks. If you're moving COVID supplies, you don't have to abide by the hours of service. Drivers can only drive.
The limits on truckers, how many hours they can drive.
Right. And there's been an emergency declaration that was made to allow them to drive more hours. And that may be a short-term fix. It might be able to help smooth things out, but it could make the roads unsafe as well.
When this money finally runs out, and I know a lot of people have saved the free government money over the last year and a half. When that savings runs out, do you think then you'll get truck drivers lining up to take these jobs?
Maybe, but it's been a problem for a long time.
And is there a reason that people don't want to drive trucks anymore? I mean, I know it's a tough life, obviously, right? But the pay was usually pretty good, and you didn't used to have shortages for many, many decades. Guys wanted to do this.
When you're out there driving and you're going through, if you can imagine, you're coming in contact with law enforcement probably 2 to 3 times a day. You're going through a weigh station. And if they find something wrong in your paperwork or your equipment, the fines can be hefty, and you could lose that whole day's worth of work or money that you worked.
So the regulations just got more and more onerous over time.
Yes, and then the other issue that you have, because most truck drivers are paid per mile. So when they sit at a dock and they're waiting for someone to unload their truck, they're not getting paid. And so consequently, if they sit 2, 3 hours, 4 hours at a dock, and they're supposed to be on the clock, and then when they go to deliver, another 3 to 4 hours waiting to get unloaded, that's 8 hours. That only leaves them a few hours left to drive in a day.
How important are the California air quality laws? We've heard that you can't even take a truck that was made before 2011 to these ports. They won't even let you in. Is that true?
That's true. For the ports, they have it's the clean truck. You have to have clean trucks, brand new trucks to get in. The problem there is the wait time is so long to be able to wait because you're dealing with the union to have to load your truck. There's not chassis to get the containers onto the trucks, so there's a shortage of chassis. There's not room in the warehouses to put the product. It's a whole backup.
You don't see this unraveling anytime soon, then?
Not anytime soon. At least 18 months is my prediction that we're going to be going through a big mess.
And you think prices are going to continue to go up?
Prices are going to go up.
All right, Scott, thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thanks.
All right, that's Scott Zengel. He's the owner of something called Cargo America. He moves trucks across the U.S. for his take on the truck driver shortage and the backup at the ports. More coming up.
John,
oh, yes, and of course, don't forget the keyword to text, John.
Oh, the keyword text.
It's exciting to remind people that.
$1,000. John and Ken.
Plenty of fat people get knee replacements. I mean, Steve, how big are you?
I've lost about 15 pounds. I need to lose about 10 more pounds. And the problem is, once your knee goes out, it's really hard to do any type of exercise. I'm just going by my metabolism, yeah, which is very slow.
Yeah, how big are you, Steve?
I'm 260.
260, and how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, believe me, you need to lose a lot more than just 10 or 15 pounds.
Handle on the Lock. Tomorrow morning at 8 on KFI.
More stimulating talk.
If you're injured and need a lawyer, go to handleonthelaw.com.
John and Ken show, you can win money here.
KFI has your chance to win $1,000.
Text the nationwide keyword
pay, P-A-Y,
to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info.
Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
That's pay to 200-200.
When the phone rings, answer it. You may not recognize the number, but pick it up. Could be the money. Listen to KFI winning keyword every weekday at 20 after. From 5:20 in the morning to 7:20 at night. Next chance to win next hour at 4:20.
And we hope you can spell the word pay if we spot you the P and the Y.
Did he spell pay for everybody?
He did, yes.
He did, okay.
He spelled it. They have to spell every word.
Right, okay.
You have to be clear in case people miss the enunciation of the word and it's similar to another word.
Look, I see the comments on social media from some people, so.
About spelling the word.
Just
people have nothing to do.
Spelling a three-letter word probably
is required.
What are
you looking at social media for?
Oh, and it amuses me to no end.
Apparently so.
No.
But you complain about it, but it amuses you.
Yes. Well, why? What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. Can it do both?
I'd like when my pre-existing beliefs are reinforced.
You should not judge humankind based on some comments on social media.
I think the human race is so damaged.
Many of us do not participate in that and should not be judged by you.
That's why you don't believe how stupid the world is.
So,
I do.
As you know, there's been supply chain problems. We were just talking about the trucker shortage and, of course, the backup at the ports. Also, on top of this, there's over 10 million jobs that are unfilled in the country. And the last little part of this, there are vaccine mandates. The one imposed by Joe Biden in September has a December 8th deadline. That concerns federal employees, federal contractors, and this bizarre, because we don't see anything new on it, that private employers who employ over 100 people also have to abide by vaccine mandates.
Doesn't that policy sound pretty basic? Private company, you employ 100 people or more, people have
There's
to
a vaccine mandate, right?
Right. So it's, 2 months now, and he hasn't
right, and
given
December 8th is allegedly the deadline, but I don't see much.
Must be a lot of pushback. Must be a lot of money coming in. Bet you Joe Biden's campaign mailbox is just filled every day from companies saying, hey, Joe, how about you drop that mandate idea? And look at that. There's a check for $10,000 for your campaign. How about that?
Well, a trade group for the air cargo companies like UPS and FedEx just sent a communication to the federal government saying that this is the Cargo Airline Association, that they're not going to be able to meet these vaccine mandate deadlines, and they could lose some employees right when people want their holiday packages.
You know what I think? This desire to have zero COVID is one of the worst things. It's going to absolutely ruin the economy, and it's going to ruin life in everyday America, because it looks like there's a lot of cops and firefighters and first responders and pilots and delivery guys who are saying, I don't need to do this work. I'm going to go home now. And it's not the most important thing in the world is not trying to stamp out COVID to the point where there are zero cases. Most important thing is we have fire and police, that we have airline pilots and first responders, that we have delivery guys, and all these other jobs where there might be a percentage of people who say no vaccine. At some point, we've got to live with that and say, fine, no vaccine, because we got to keep running. I don't know why we're having zero COVID became the most important thing in society. This is ridiculously stupid. This is absurd.
Politico reached out to the White House, and they got word back from one of Biden's top COVID people who said, well, really, this is not going to lead to people being laid off. It's going to lead to counseling and training sessions.
Yeah, I know. That is the progressive mindset. They always think they can lecture you into doing what they want. Okay, that's why there's...
They will wear you down.
That's why there's constant race lectures. You know, you got critical race theory being taught at Walmart and all that nonsense. You can always be trained. We can always reprogram your mind. We can always send you to a Chinese Communist Party re-education camp. It's all the same thing. This is what communism believes in, too. It's what they believed in the Soviet Union. Re-education camps, brainwashing, wear you down with constant lectures, and then try to prevent you from earning a living. This is too much. This is way, 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 way overboard.
When we return, the California Globe publication that you can view online, californiaglobe.com, had themselves an exclusive story that a big Target store in San Francisco would be closing by the end of the year because of retail theft. Most of that story they got came from anonymous San Francisco Police Department sources. We'll read you parts of their story. Target's response is, that's not true. We're not closing the store. But believe me, the retail theft is real. We'll talk about it coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Oh, by the way, Deborah's very excited today. I brought in a bag of In-N-Out fries.
Thank you very much. They were delicious. Even though they were cold, they still were yummy.
I've never seen anyone so happy to get
cooked
cold.
In animal fat.
Nope. In-N-Out, they are not cooked in animal fat.
You did not verify that. You don't know.
I think I did.
Maybe the one
I looked
John
down
goes
online.
To.
John.
What?
I even asked him if he touched any of them, and
no,
he said
no. I did not. I did not pull one of those delivery guy moves where you put in your sweaty hand.
Yeah.
And start...
Yeah, then I wouldn't eat any then.
No, I did. Well, I have clean hands. But
weren't they a little cold by the time you got to the station?
Oh, yeah, they were ice cold, but they were still yummy.
Oh yeah.
I inhaled them in about 5 minutes.
You know, one of my favorite things are the waffle fries you get at Chick-fil-A. If you do not eat those in the first 15 minutes, you can forget it.
Ooh.
They're awful.
Really?
They just lose their... You got to have them hot and crispy.
Well, I'm sure In-N-Out's fries are better hot
not
and crispy.
Not flaccid and cold.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers,
flaccid
right?
And cold.
They were. That's the way they were. But
I'm glad he's sharing healthy foods with you.
I asked him. I did say, "Hey, look, when you go to In-N-Out, please bring me some fries."
And then she was disappointed yesterday that I didn't stop at In-N-Out.
Well, yeah, I was. I didn't even have a snack. Now then, I sound like a 2-year-old. I have a snack every day before I come in.
She got so giddy today when I actually bought the bag in. Never seen her so happy.
I was hungry. And I love fries. I love fries. Fries are one of my favorite foods, as long as they're not made in animal fat.
The best ones are.
We are deteriorating.
We are.
So we've been talking about San Francisco and all the shoplifting and, of course, Prop 47. We all know about the Walgreens stores closing. The California Globe has a reporter by the name of Ken Curson who posted an exclusive. Iconic Target store on Mission Street in San Francisco will close amid shoplifting tidal wave. A lot of his sources are San Francisco Police Department officers who do remain anonymous. One said this store loses $25,000 a day to shoplifting. That's $25,000 that walks out the door on average between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m.
That could be 20
every day.
And that could be 25 people roughly. Stealing the $950 that you're allowed to steal in California.
Probably.
Without getting arrested.
He said, the thieves, they don't care. There's no consequences. Literally zero. I've been here since 9 a.m. today. I probably have already kicked out 8 or 9 people, and I've recovered $1,000 worth of stuff alone off of that. Whether we kick them out or tell them they can't come back, whether I put them in handcuffs and take them down to the county jail, there's no difference because they will not be prosecuted by the DA. Therefore, there is nothing documented that they can't come back here. You know, they get no time in jail to think about what they did, right? There's zero consequence. And that's why in this store, the same exact people come in every other day. And in the city, the same couple of percent of people are the same people committing all the car break-ins, all the robberies, all the shootings, any aggravated assaults right in town where there's more street people fighting. It's all the same exact people. There are no consequences. Oh, that is fantastic.
I read the other day, I think this was an FBI number, that about 6% of the criminals commit 70% of the crimes. You got a little narrow, hardcore, we'll do this every day. And because they're not completely stupid. If they don't get any consequences, why would they stop?
So the Target store reduced their hours. They close at 6. That ticks off some working people who like to go there after work. It's closed. And they lock up everything you can think of now. He gave the list here. It used to be stuff like Tylenol and razors. But now it's laundry detergent. Heavy, large laundry detergents. Vitamins. False eyelashes. Nicorette. That's the smoking, anti-smoking gum.
Yeah.
Skin creams. Lego. Water bottles. Hair dryers. Even body wash sometimes gets locked up. Fancy toothpaste. Still, he says they steal. Earlier this week, a reporter from the Globe spotted a man shoving food down his pants without a worry in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you don't want that back, do you?
Yeah, I bet you that guy delivers food for a living, though.
When the reporter went to buy some Fig Newtons...
If a guy knocks on your door and pulls the food out of his pants...
Every single package of Fig Newtons on the shelves had been opened and several cookies were removed. A display of Hershey Kisses had been magically transformed into grab a free handful. Like they ripped open the bags and there's just...
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Oh, it is really absolutely disgusting. One officer told the Globe, our chief of police actually came in a couple months ago and did the same thing you did. He was shocked that everything was locked up. He didn't understand why. That's a little naive on his end, but the same thing. One worker went up to him and it was almost like tearing up. She was like, if you don't have officers here tomorrow, I'm not coming to work. We're here for the theft, sort of, but our main objective, in essence, is to protect the employees because all the people that come in, the security guards tell these people all day long, get out, get out, get out. And what do? They flip them off and berate them, or they bite them, or they hit them, anything.
Who needs that? You want a homeless guy biting you? Good, you'll get rabies.
The update of the story, and I knew this was going to happen because this story was...
It's too embarrassing.
Much disseminated. The San Francisco Chronicle weighs in, and of course, that's a more progressive media outlet. Target says its San Francisco Metreon location is not closing, debunking viral report.
Debunking. Yeah, you see, the idiot...
But I'll bet all the stories are true. Just the fact that they're not closing right now.
Okay. No, here's likely what happened, and the left-wing media plays along here. London Breed's office is getting hammered, right? Because so many Walgreens had closed. Now the big Target is closing. She called up the CEO of Target and says, please keep this open and deny this report and let's have a meeting and let's talk to buy some time because right. They're hitting a tipping point here. Because we were talking the other day, why do some stories like cut through? Like of all the missing people in the world, why was it Gabby Petito?
Gabby Petito is her name.
Gabby
yes.
Petito.
Is that what
Why,
you're looking for? Yeah.
Yes, because she's a pretty blonde girl, right? Why did the border crossing story finally break through? Because you had 15,000 Haitians. Things you can see on TV. We've been talking about the shoplifting going on here in L.A. and in San Francisco for years now, right? What's finally breaking through? Oh, wow, is 15 Walgreens closing? Everybody knows Walgreens. Oh, wow, the big Target store in San Francisco is closing? I know where that is. You see Target, they see the Target logo. They see the Walgreens logo. They can visualize it. It's real. It's not something abstract anymore. And so this is cutting through now, and it's hitting a tipping point. So London Breed is now screwed because her city is literally being looted to death.
All right. So now the Chronicle, as I said, the progressive media, has to point out that the article was written by Ken Kersen, the owner of a holding company that publishes the California Globe, the former editor-in-chief of The Observer in New York, appointed in 2013 by then-publisher Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump's husband, and then mentions that Kersen was charged by the Justice Department for cyber-stalking and harassment. In other words, this is just a right-wing kook. You should be able to ignore this story.
Right.
But I believe he did talk to these police officers. They did share their frustration. It is going on.
Oh, yeah. If you read this, these are real people talking here. You could tell this is a real life story. Of course, they want to discredit him. Of course, they want to scream Trump, 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 because that's what all the progressives do.
Well, debunking story, it's just saying that they're not closing the Target, but it's not debunking the out of control shoplifting.
No.
Denounced here.
Shoplifting is going on like crazy. According to one officer in 2019, Walgreens in San Francisco lost $25 million in theft.
All right. Oh, and they did write here. Retail theft has indeed proven to be a serious issue in San Francisco.
Well, it's extremely
serious. That's all they gave it, yeah.
It's extremely serious, and most of it's not reported because the law was designed so that it wouldn't be reported. That was part of their genius when Gascon wrote this thing. Of course he knew there would be an explosion of theft, right? When you take a crime off the books, there's going to be more of it. He knows that. But the way around it, and you got to get the progressive media to go along, is you say, hey, I don't know, we're looking at the reports. There's not that much theft being reported. Police aren't getting theft calls. We haven't arrested anybody. That's how you do it.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're heading to Bidenville at 4:05. There are some nuggets from last night's CNN town hall with Anderson Cooper as a host. It's supposed to showcase President Biden as being alert, on his feet, and in charge. Didn't really go that way amidst all the problems swirling around.
This is juicy stuff.
I don't pay attention much because I find stupid approval rating polls to be silly.
Oh,
there seems to be one every other day.
Okay.
Are they taking approval rating polls every single freaking day?
It's a fake number. All right. Show me the Democrat who actually approves of Joe Biden. Show me. Let's sit the guy down and we'll go through all his performance issues, his dementia problems. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's have at it.
There are people who support him just because it's their guy. They're not going to sit there and defend him point by point.
They don't really support him. They're stuck with him. But they don't really think he's a good president. Everybody knows he's a bad president. Everybody knows that. They may support some lofty Democratic ideals, right? But him, they know he's swirling.
The big story, of course, today was the movie set shooting by Alec Baldwin, who apparently thought he was just holding a prop gun, but something was in there that fired. Some reports say it was an actual bullet. Other reports are saying it could have just been a projectile of some kind, but it hit two people. And it killed a cinematographer by the name of Halina Hutchins, and it injured a director, Joel Souza, who's just been released from the hospital in the last couple of hours. Some people are pointing out, because Alec Baldwin's not really, let's just say, popular among the conservative crowd in the U.S., he's been known for some rather woke positions on a lot of issues.
Oh, and his Trump impressions.
He one time, didn't he have an MSNBC show or some channel? He had some sort of a show for a while.
Yeah, he did have a talk show. And he's got a podcast. Yeah, because he never shuts up. You know, he wears you out. It's just all woke lectures, anti-Trump lectures. It's like, you know exactly what he's going to say before he opens his mouth. He's a big bore who thinks he's much smarter than he actually is.
People are pouncing on a tweet from 2017 by Alec Baldwin, which said, "I wonder how it must feel to wrongfully kill someone." And there was a link to a police shooting story. Turns out it was from Huntington Beach, captured on video struggling with a suspect in the parking lot of a convenience store before shooting the man and killing him.
And he used to make snarky tweets after Dick Cheney accidentally shot his friend in the face on the hunting trip.
Oh, yeah, the hunting trip shooting, right.
That was another go-to for him whenever he wanted to make an anti-gun joke.
Oh, wow. Well, and we don't know the circumstances of this. I mean, why did he have the prop gun in his hand, and why was it pointed towards the director and the cinematographer?
And
we don't know any of that yet.
We don't know how close he was.
Yeah, that's
because
also
like when
point.
that TV...
And again, we don't know what was in the gun.
Well, when
it was an actual bullet or some sort of projectile.
Well, because
we'll learn more about blanks in the 5 o'clock hour.
When the TV actor died back in the 1980s, he had put the gun right to his head. So when the blank exploded, there was a lot of force and pressure.
Right.
But this one really it went through the woman who died and then hit the director
who got wounded. Yeah.
And I just wonder, he doesn't seem like he was up close, pressing the gun close to her. There'd be no reason to do that.
If I had to guess, I think because it was a Western, he was doing one of those jokes of, you know, hey, partner, get ready to draw. I don't know anything, but I'm just saying that just seems like something you would do for fun, you know, when you're just killing some time and you get the prop gun and you're like, you want to be in character.
And, I don't know. It's
sure
just weird.
He did not know that there was anything that could harm anybody in the gun, but there's going to be an investigation in New Mexico. Somebody could be charged depending on who was responsible for the prop guns. If there something was left in there,
they had this riffraff substitute crew because they fired all the union workers because the union workers were complaining about conditions on the set. So they got rid of the union workers and replaced them with locals. And could be the locals didn't know what they were doing.
They did not check all of the props properly. All right. Coming up next, we're going to Bidenville for some fun.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640.